As the governor signed S-29, he noted that, quote, voting is the cornerstone of our democracy, unquote, and hoped same-day voter registration will increase participation in the political process. Currently, Vermonters must register to vote by the Wednesday before an election. Vermont Secretary of State Jim Condos says passage of the bill was one of his legislative priorities this session.
Same-day voter registration is simply a voters' rights issue. Voting is a right that's protected by both the U.S. and Vermont constitutions. It's important that we remember that that's the case and that the law should really protect this right. And every eligible person should have the ability to cast a ballot. That's the key, is every eligible person should have the ability to cast a ballot regardless of whether they're registered or not. And not everyone has the opportunity. It's not always easy to get to a point where you have to register.
Condos adds that jurisdictions that have implemented same-day registration have seen greater voter participation.
There are 13 states plus the District of Columbia that currently have same-day voter registration, and there's between 8 and 12% increase in voter participation from those states. So we think that it will have an impact on voter participation. Obviously, we can't tell you what the percentage will be, but we think it will. Let's just say we take the middle number, 10%. In Vermont, that would be about 4,500 additional voters that would be voting. We think that's significant.
House Committee on Government Operations Committee Chair Donna Swainy notes that a number of people raised concerns over the process, but she says the committee decided there was both a demand and a need for the measure.
We're such a mobile society, such a busy society, and used to having things right away, and especially for us along the Connecticut River, New Hampshire does have same-day voter. I think that's created issues for us, especially along the Connecticut River. And it's the situation of helping people vote. We decide any barriers we can move out of the way of keeping people able to vote was something that we needed to do.
The new law goes into effect on January 1st, 2017. The delay in implementation is due in part to concerns from town clerks across Vermont who had twice previously killed such bills. South Burlington Town Clerk Donna Kinville says there are a number of practical concerns among town clerks, including lack of internet availability at polling places that would allow them to verify voter checklists.
The concerns I have with it is the fact that there is no proof of residency or even ID. We can ask for no ID. The second issue that I have is the cost. It's going to increase our property taxes. And then just the third issue that I had is the bill doesn't go into effect until 2017. And the bill does stipulate that the Secretary of State's office shall do a report next January that says these are the issues that the clerks brought up. These are our answers to their questions. It's not going to start to 2017. Why did they even pass it to begin with, knowing that there's going to be changes to this bill?
Vermont requires that voters take an oath upon registering, but town clerks no longer must administer it. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.